The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, we are in hour number two. We are live on Sunday nights, coast to coast and worldwide on satellite. Good to have you with us. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. My guest in this hour will be L.A. Marzulli, Bible prophecy expert, movie maker, prolific author. We're going to get to him in just a second. One story left over from last hour that I thought, well, maybe I should just skip it, but this one is too good not to carry over and just give you this real quick. An Illinois woman this last week who's been accused of pretending that both she and her son have cancer in order to scam people out of money was reportedly on her way to film an interview for the Dr. Phil show when she was arrested in Chicago. Poetic justice, right? I mean, unbelievable. I mean, there are lots of scams out there, and of course, they're all terrible, but faking you have cancer, I'm not sure that it gets any worse than that. All right, he's been with us many times before. The most interesting guy I've ever interviewed. It's just, I don't know what else to say. His name is L.A. Marzulli. Good to have you with us, L.A.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, you remember that little video that I had you on a couple of years ago?
Yes.
That is, 615,000 views as of today.
Wow, yeah. I'm counting.
Yeah, that's going crazy. Now, let me give people your website right up front. It's lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And make sure you have his name spelled right. It's M-A-R-Z like in zebra, U-L-L-I. That's lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Because I know you're going to want to go there later, folks, and read what he's got. He's got so much going on. There's a new book. There's a new video. There's tons of stuff, and we're only going to be able to scratch the surface. L.A., I've got to get your comment on a couple of news stories before we get into all of the stuff that you sent me. So tell me if I'm a good L.A. Marzulli student when I'm piecing together the following two or three things. We have an earthquake in Northern California, 6.0 in the Napa Valley. Then we have this story. The drought is so bad that California's mountains grew in a half inch, according to experts. And then we have a story this week. More than a half mile long crack is found in Mexico that scientists cannot explain. Is any of this connected?
Absolutely. In fact, that was the Sunday morning blog this morning, which may have been the shortest blog post I've ever written. I just basically quoted Jesus' words from Luke 21, where, let me just pull it up here, where he's talking, you know, they're asking him, what will be the signs of your coming? What's the signs of the end of the age? And here he says, see that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. Such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. And he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues from place to place. Awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Hello? And all I did was just, I listed like USGS, 6.0 earthquake, Chase, California, Bay Area. Iceland lowers aviation alert from red to orange with the Barabunga in Iceland, which is a super volcano. And if that thing blows, it could be a game changer. Exclusive video, anti-Israeli protesters defend Hitler. Underestimated Ebola outbreak spreads widespread panic. Cold summer. U.S. daily record minimums outnumbering record maximums 3-1 in the last 30 days. NATO seems alarming buildup of Russian forces near Ukraine. 5 false messiahs and why they're claiming to be Christ contradict the Bible. UFOs are being seen all over the world. And all I wrote was, I have been accused more than once of interpreting news articles as signs that we are in the end times. This is called eisegesis in theological terms. Then I explain what eisegesis is. While exegesis is the process of drawing out the meaning from a text in accordance with the context and discoverable meaning of its author, eisegesis occurs when a reader imposes his or her interpretation into or onto the text. And this is the shortest post I've ever written. I will leave it up to you to decide where we are in terms of end time prophecies based on the stories I posted today. This may be the shortest post in the history of this blog. Raise it, Soloquitur. The thing speaks for itself. Jesus warns us what to look for. He lists them specifically. And here we are. You tell me. I mean, it's just...
I don't know how people can ignore all of this that's happening. It's like right there, and you can take the newspaper and set it next to your Bible, and it's just, it gives you chills. Now, this other news story I wanted to get your comment on, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently American and British intelligence officials have used some kind of technology, a voice print technology, and this was reported by Fox News. Apparently, there is a UK rapper whose voice print allegedly matches up with the guy who beheaded the American journalist James Foley this past week. They were supposedly able to figure this out in a matter of hours, and now they're on the hunt for this guy because he's like their number one suspect. Who knew they had rappers in England? But in any case, are you aware that that type of technology exists? And in terms of this whole thing of the beheading, this comes right out of the Book of Revelation. What are we looking at here? People being beheaded on YouTube. This is unreal.
Yeah, we really turned a corner. There was some interesting posts that came across my desk right after the Foley execution, I did not look at the entire video. I looked at the still photos, and I wasn't going to go and watch another decapitation. I just wasn't going to do it. There's only so much stuff like that you can take. I know what they look like. I don't need to go through it. But apparently, this just broke. Some are saying that the video is fake. They're saying that, well, he wasn't executed on camera, he was executed off camera, blah, blah, blah. I mean, who knows at this point? So once again, everything is like turned upside down, and you don't know what to believe, you don't know what to look at. On the other hand, I did post, this is several weeks ago, well, I did not show decapitation, it showed mass killings, and I blogged about it, and that video, we have vetted as best as we can, it appears to be the real thing. Iraqis are being, just like Germany, they're in a flatbed truck with the rails, they've got their, got the plastic handcuffs on, the hand ties, and, they're prodded out of the truck, they run into a field, there's a mass grave there, they lay down in it, and a man walks by with an AK-47 and just starts popping people in the head, and that's real. The other one is when people are herded to a man by a river. There's a concrete dock, and it's completely drenched in blood. And this one man is standing there on the concrete dock with a pistol in his hand as another man rushes the bound captive to the water's edge. He raises the pistol, one shot to the back of the head, and they push him in the river, and that's the end of it. This is the type of barbaric scenes that Germany in World War II is famous for, but we must remember we've seen this from time to time. Certainly when Cambodia was overrun, 3 million people were slaughtered in pretty much the same way. When the atrocities in Rwanda happened in the 90s, over 1 million people were slaughtered in the same type of way. Some people just hacked to death. So we see that evil has a face, and man's humanity to his fellow man is... It knows no depth of depravity. I mean, it can just go on and on forever. But what's happening in the Middle East, specifically with this new organization, ISIL, and the ISIL, by the way, stands for Islamic State of Syria, Iraq, and the Levant. That's the original name. That was the original name, ISIL. They've changed it to ISIS and then Islamic State. But originally, it was Islamic State of Syria,
In LA, we've got a hard break here. We're going to take the break. Our guest is LA Marzulli. When we come back, more about what's happening in the Middle East, also his new book and video. We'll talk about that as well. Stay tuned.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is L.A. Marzulli. My website is christianmoney.com for all of the different ways you can download this show and listen to it online. Check it out over at jimparisradio.com, jimparisradio.com. L.A.'s website where you can read his blog, which he blogs every day of the week, and lots of cool stuff here, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and also all of his speaking schedule is there, and I've seen him in person, and man, if you love this guy on the radio, you got to go see him in person, because it's like, wow. You've seen the movie, and then you see the guy in person, and it's just unreal to go see him in person. So check out his speaking schedule, and if you get a chance, if he's anywhere near where you are, if you have to fly, go see him. L.A., your new movie is out, Watchers 8, the DVD, and then the new book, Further Evidence of Close Encounters, and probably it would be easier for me to ask you what's not covered in these books and in the video, because there's so many topics covered. I watched the video today, and my wife, whenever I watch her stuff, she always comes in the room and she says, "What's he talking about?" She has no interest in it. She has no interest in anything else that I do, except when I put your stuff on. She, like, all of a sudden gets away from, like, her Facebook and her projects, and she wants, "What's he talking about on that video?" So the one thing I wanted to start with, you've been talking about this now for 2 or 3 years, I think, maybe longer. This phenomenon where people are seeing, like, colored orbs in the sky. And this is, I mean, I'm hearing this from Coast to Coast AM. They're talking about this. They're talking about it on Whitley Strieber. This is all over the YouTube and the internet. People aren't saying they're seeing saucers in this. They're saying, like, colored balls in the sky. And what is that? And you've got that in your video. Is this a burgeoning phenomenon itself?
Well, we think it is. You know, the whole idea of the orbs, in fact, in our very first Watchers, we showed some footage that came from a site where literally thousands of these orbs were in a field. I mean, literally thousands of them, very small, the size of a softball, and then up from there. We also saw one of these orbs literally go back and go into someone's neck and not come out, the back of the neck. And, you know, is that demonic possession? A colleague of ours posits that these orbs are, in fact, the disembodied spirits of the demons. In other words, and I need to clarify something here. We know that the Nephilim are on the earth, and there are those scholars, for instance, Pember, Clarence Larkin, just to name a few, but there are others. Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, my mentor, all held to the position that the demons were the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, which roam the earth. Fallen angels are completely different than demons. Now, there's people that disagree with that. That's fine. But that's the position I hold. Fallen angelic beings are fallen angelic beings. Demons need something to inhabit. The proof text would be this. When, you know, God, in the book of Job, all the angels come and Satan's walking with them. Where have you been? God asks. Well, I've been walking to and fro over the face of the earth. When Jesus is on the earth and he's being tempted 40 days in the desert, Satan himself shows up and then takes him to a high place, offers him kingdoms of the world, takes him to the temple, right? Changes these stones. I mean, he's there. He's not inhabiting something. He's there. Contrast that with the demoniac in Gadara when Jesus, who are you? And he says, "Legion, for we are many." It's a whole different deal. And then they beg him, "Hey, don't throw us into the abyss. It's not our time yet," which is another 3-hour conversation. "Let us go into that herd of swine." So if it's a fallen angel, you know, it doesn't work that way. So we postulate that these orbs are, in fact, what these entities look like in the natural, for lack of a better word. They're like energy balls, or that's what they are. Sometimes these, close up to these photographs of these orbs, you'll see faces in them. Now, those are the smaller orbs. Then we get the light orbs that, for instance, Dr. Lynn Katai, whose interview is in Further Evidence. Now, she was in Phoenix during the Phoenix Lights 1997. So it's been a while since that happened. And, of course, that was a great controversial I should say it created a lot of controversy. Of course, the skeptics had a field day, and it's just, it's warthogs, you know, dropping flares, blah, blah, blah. Well, flares don't behave that way, and thousands of people saw this thing, and it was not any type of military maneuver, in my opinion, nor was it flares coming down from the sky. This was an enormous craft, which went from one end of the state to the other, turned around and came back up, seen by thousands of people, flew over Phoenix silently. We've got witness after witness after witness. Dr. Lynn Katai, I've interviewed her. That interview is in verbatim in the book. And that was huge. Huge craft, over a mile wide. Huge craft, seen by thousands of people. But prior to that, she saw these amber balls, these amber spheres, orbs, in front of her house. There were like three of them, according to her testimony, just hovering there. Are they intelligent? We don't know. Are they sort of like scout ships? We don't know. Then you get, for instance, Robert Salas, who we interviewed for Watchers 8, talks about 1967 Maelstrom Air Force Base, where there was 10 intercontinental ballistic missiles. Those are the ones with the nukes on them. And he's got charge of them. And this very large 20, 30, 40-foot orb hovers over the base and then becomes a UFO. First, it's an orb, and then it becomes like a UFO. Well, how does that work? Well, of course, we don't know. So we're in the real high strangeness here. But the phenomenon.
That segment of your video was just absolutely riveting because I don't know. It's hard to sometimes tell on a video, but that guy that you interviewed, he seemed so believable, and he was seeming very careful in what he was telling you. Then he followed up by saying he got a Freedom of Information Act request. He put one in and got actually documentation of what happened to him when he was working underground in that missile silo, and in fact, all of the missiles shut down simultaneously, which he said was like an impossibility.
Yeah,
that there was like
absolutely, it's an impossibility. I mean, look, what is it going to take to get people awake? How many people have to come forward with ranks and stories like Robert Salas before people will start to believe? I'll tell you a story, and this was really interesting. My wife's car had some radiator problems, so I'm driving it down to our mechanic to get it fixed, and looking at the needle the whole time, hoping I can make it down there. Well, the temperature gauge starts going up, and I pull over. I call the tow truck. We couldn't make it down there, so we have AAA, so it was no big deal. I think it cost me like $15 or something, whatever. So we towed the car down there, but on the way, I'm in with the tow truck driver. I'm in the cab. What do you do? So, you know, we start talking about one thing and the other, and about halfway there, he looks at me and he goes, "How long have you lived here?" And I go, "Well, you know, almost 40 years now." And he goes, he kind of waits a little bit, and he goes, "You ever seen anything strange up there?" And he points to the sky, and I start laughing, and I go, "Well, what do you mean?" And he goes, and he tells me the story. He goes, "Well, I saw a UFO a month ago." And I just start laughing, and I go, "Well, you're talking to a man that's written basically 7 books and created 8 films that center, or at least touch 10.
And, L.A., I'm sorry to do it to you again, but we got to put you on hold. Another hard break coming up here. When we come back from the break, more with L.A. Marzulli. We'll hear the rest of that story. Then we'll also open up the phone lines and the email for your questions as well. You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
It's the The heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and we're going to hear the rest of the story L.A. was sharing with us. But I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. This is your chance to call in and talk to L.A. Marzulli. Your question, your comments, and his website, again, is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. The call-in number here is 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. You'll talk to Kyle. He'll put you on hold. Let me know you're waiting. We'll bring you right on the air. We're also taking questions by email tonight. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. Or again, the toll-free call-in number to speak to L.A. Marzulli, 877-317-6432. So, L.A., you call AAA. And you said, hey, my car's broken down, so they sent out a tow truck guy, and he's telling you he saw a UFO. I forget who it was. One of those famous, I think it was J.P. Morgan, decided to sell all of his stocks when, like, the shoeshine boy came running down to the stock exchange to buy stocks. When you hear the tow truck guy talking about UFOs, something's going on here.
Well, there you go. And the guy goes, he was coming up Pacific Coast Highway, right by the ocean, about 1:30 in the morning, and there were three large craft, you know, a couple hundred yards just above him, hovering there. Other people, other witnesses were there, and they saw it. And he took a photograph of it, which I've seen. He said when he took his iPhone, the iPhone was hot. He almost dropped it. So something was going on with the iPhone. Two of them flew very quickly north and was out of sight. The other one went straight up. And he looked at me and he said, and I said, well, you know, and I interviewed him. And I show that interview now at the last Prophecy Conference, Prophecy of the News in Pikes Peak, Colorado. But he looked at me and he said, you know, before I had this sighting, I didn't believe. I just thought it was all a bunch of hooey. Now I'm a believer. So I gave him one of my washers and one of the books, because I always keep those in the car for exactly for that type of a guy or, you know, a woman that we meet. You never know. And it's, I want to have resources there just to hand people. But the point I'm trying to make here, Jim, is that once you see one, this guy had an experience, Close Encounters of the First Kind. I mean, he saw the craft. It wasn't a light in the sky. They were there, three of them. He made positive ID. So, I mean, it's like, you know, now he's a believer. And that changes a person's paradigm drastically. And that's the whole point of what I keep trying to warn about. When the mile-wide craft shows up over Phoenix and just sits there in broad daylight or Paris or Washington or wherever, that's the game changer. That's going to change everything. And at that point, you know, well, the Vatican is already saying, and that's what the work of Chris Putman and Tom Horn's about in their groundbreaking book, Exo Vaticana, talks about that the Vatican is actually sort of paving the way for an alien savior, according to Chris Putman.
Yeah, and that's a book. I have that book sitting right here, and I haven't read it yet, but that's on my list of books to read. And there's people waiting to talk to you here. I've got a bunch more of my questions, but I probably won't get to all of these. But in any case, our call-in number here toll-free is 877-317-6432. Your chance to talk to L.A. Marzulli. When he's on one of those super big shows, you just can't ever get through. So this is your chance, folks, if you ever want to be able to talk to him directly, 877-317-6432. Or you can drop us your question by email, jim@christianmoney.com. But we are going to go to the callers first. So again, 877-317-6432. And our first caller is Wayne, and Wayne is in Florida. Wayne, say hello to L.A. Marzulli. Hello, Wayne. Are you there? There, we got you now, Wayne.
Yeah, can you
are you
hear
with
me?
Us? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Marzulli, it's a pleasure being able to talk to you. You're such a have done so much research in your great lecture, and I've kind of followed you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Wayne.
You have a book, Psalms 83. A lot of people probably aren't aware of that, Missing Prophecy Revealed. In there, you talk about Ezekiel, I believe it's Ezekiel 38, 39, it's somewhere in that. It might be even in your other book, America, because I'm trying to get into, it's a DVD, but you have information on all these nations that are going to be involved in that. So my two questions are, one, you're already touching on these UFOs, and I just want to comment at the end on that. But on the beginning, who is Gomer? When you hear of all these nations that are going to be involved in the Ezekiel 38-39 war, I've heard it said Gomer to be Germany, and then I've heard
right.
it said Gomer's a part of Turkey. Who is Gomer?
Well, that's the thing. If you that depends on who you talk to. I've always believed that Gomer actually is certainly Germany, but it okay. also could be, you know, Meshach, Tubal, and Togarma is Turkey. So Gomer is north of that, which is the present-day Germany.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, absolutely interesting. That's, of course, Ezekiel 38 prophecy.
Yeah.
And what we need to remember here is that radical Islam now has gone through that entire area,
okay.
and the demographics have drastically changed, specifically in Europe. I read an article, I forget where I read it, but it was posted last week, that the most popular male name in Great Britain right now is Mohammed instead of Winston. So that gives you an idea of how the demographics have changed. When
right.
we go to Denmark, the demographics there have changed. And what's interesting is enough, and I forget the author's name, he made a great case for it, and it did with great erudition. The abortion holocaust has killed 1 billion babies across the planet. 1 billion unborn children have been killed in their mother's wombs, or taken from their mother's wombs, okay? Well, what's happening is in many European countries and places like Japan and America, you're getting getting a negative birth rate. What I mean by that is there's no longer enough people to continue the culture.
Right.
You're not producing enough babies.
You're not reproducing the culture, right?
And Wayne, what was your second question real quickly before we have to move on?
And it ties in what he's talking about right now. He's talking about UFOs and that. I've heard it said that the UFOs are all found either in the first or second heaven, but at some point in time when the astronauts get up beyond a certain point, they don't find UFOs. And the issue is it could be military, but I'm wondering, is it demons that are traveling to and fro?
Yes.
In the end
days? The basic answer to that is yes. They are interdimensional beings and using these craft to flip between the dimensions.
Interdimensional is the key, because I think this explains a lot of things when people say, well, the astronauts haven't seen anything, but do we really know that they haven't seen anything? I mean, if they had seen anything, would they tell us? I mean, that's a big question I have. But I've got to hit you with this next one. Somebody's been following me on Facebook, so they're emailing me, and they're saying, please get him to talk about Bigfoot, because I did tell people you were going to talk about that, and I was absolutely floored. My jaw hit the floor when your guest on the movie, the video, Watchers 8, proffered the theory that Bigfoot could be a hybrid.
Yep.
I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. Tell us your theory, or your guest theory, I'm not sure if you completely embrace that, about Bigfoot being a hybrid creature.
Well, that's Ron Moorhead. Ron Moorhead's been with us both times that the film crew went down to Peru. Ron is an adventurer, but he's also an author. He is... a fantastic book about Bigfoot, Sierra Sounds, in which he actually has a audio recordings of these creatures, which have been vetted by several universities and professors there, and they've looked at it and now come to the realization that it's a very highly complex language. He has encountered with these entities, these creatures. He has seen a footprint, and he came on camera and told us about that. Basically, 27 inches, that's huge, and that would be probably a 15-footer that appeared and then disappeared. I've talked to other people who have seen them appear and disappear. I believe that they're interdimensional beings. I believe that they're hybrid beings. I believe, in fact, that they are Nephilim, and that's where Ron has now come down. He believes that there definitely could be a connection between what we read about in Scripture with the Nephilim and Bigfoot.
Wow, interesting. Now, we've got another break coming up, and interestingly enough, my guest next week is Jeff Wamsley, the Mothman guy, and after this break, we're going to talk about Mothman. We're going to bring that up. We're also taking your calls, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Jim Paris Live. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is hour number two of the broadcast, and we are live on Sunday nights. I'm Jim Paris. My website is christianmoney.com. Our guest tonight is L.A. Marzulli. His website, where you can read his blog, is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And the name Marzulli is spelled M-A-R-Z like in zebra, U-L-L-I. And I'm looking here at his upcoming speaking schedule. If I'm reading this right, he's going to be in Dumont, New Jersey in September. In October, he's going to be with Chuck Missler in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In November, there is a Tri-State Prophecy Conference. This is all listed over at his website, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. The new book is Further Evidence of Close Encounters, and then the video is Watchers 8, Cloak of Secrecy. And now I have to compliment you on the quality of these videos. At this point, this video I just watched could have been a TV show or a movie on the big screen. That's the production quality. Were you guys using the GoPro? Like, you had, like, shots where, like, the plane is landing and you could see the landing gear opening up. I mean, this is, like, movie-quality stuff you're doing here.
Yeah, this is all the work of my good friend and co-producer of the Watcher series and director and editor. He wears a lot of hats, Richard Shaw. And Richard and I have been doing these for now 4 years, and Watchers 8 will be the only film that we do this year. Richard's getting ready to go to Israel to shoot a very special film that he's been wanting to work on for, actually before I ever knew him, called On the Torah Codes. And Richard, we use GoPros, we use Canon cameras, 60Ds. He's got one, I have one, and we're always shooting, and it's sort of guerrilla filmmaking at its best, but it all happens in post, and Richard does an amazing job at the editing helm.
Yeah, the quality of this video, I know a lot of times Christian people, I know when we hear about a Christian video or a Christian movie, sometimes you think, yeah, the content might be good and well-intentioned, but the quality is usually not there. This is just like you're watching a movie. I mean, it's right there with any Hollywood movie that you would watch. So get the video. It's called Watchers 8, Cloak of Secrecy. And we are going to take some more calls, and then I want to talk about Mothman. But this is your last chance to call in, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. 317-6432, or we'll start answering these email questions, jim@christianmoney.com. And a ton of email questions here. We'll get to those if we don't get any more callers, 877-317-6432. Ellie Marzulli, let's talk about Mothman quickly here before we go back to listener questions. For people that don't know the Mothman story, give us sort of the Reader's Digest version of that. And I love your take on that from the book, how you see that, because it makes so much sense. It's like you're the guy that puts the final thought on these things, and finally it's like, okay, that now makes sense, because otherwise it's like, what is this flying owl-like creature that people are? What could that possibly be? How do we explain that from a Christian perspective? And then you hit it out of the ballpark with your view on that.
Oh, I certainly appreciate the kudos. I'm flattered. But basically, in 1966 into 1967, an entity which appeared in a little town of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, terrorized the inhabitants there for just about a year, climaxing with the collapse of the Silver Bridge. And when the bridge collapsed, there are some witnesses who believe, and I've got one photograph, it appears that Mothman was on the bridge, and other witnesses said he flew under the bridge, and shortly thereafter the bridge collapsed. Scientists looked at it, and there was rivers that were bent. Okay, we get that, but you know, it's very bizarre. It's extremely bizarre. But the bottom line is, this entity first materialized at this abandoned military installation. And they used to manufacture TNT there. And it was like a lover's lane thing. People would go up there in the cars and horse around and park and, you know, do all the stuff that teenagers do. Well, these two couples went up there one night, and that's when they saw this thing. And they were absolutely terrified, absolutely terrified. And whatever this was, it flew over the car, and they were going between 90 and 100 miles an hour. That's how terrified they were. It chased them. And,
wow.
When they got to the town, you know, the men, in fact, the husband of one of the women, still to this day, he's alive. She passed away several years ago. The man will still never talk about it. I interviewed a man, Jonathan Gray, who had an encounter with this thing in his room, and he later became a missionary in New Guinea. He was actually Lawrence Gray. He was actually studying to become a missionary at the time. He was a born-again, spiritual Christian and had heard about these sightings and realized that, in his opinion, it was demonic in nature. It sounded like, to him, it sounded like a fallen angel. And he goes home one night and very uneasy feeling the entire night. Has dinner with his wife. They go to bed. 2:30 in the morning, the guy wakes up, looks over to the side, out the window. There's a car going by in the distance, street light, that whole deal. Then he looks to the front of his bed, and there was this entity standing right in front of the bed, and it was absolutely terrifying to him. And I asked him, what was it like? And he said, first of all, he was paralyzed. He couldn't move, which is typical. And as he began to think the name of Jesus, the moment he thought the name of Jesus and began to say the blood of the Lamb or the blood of Jesus, this entity began to dissipate and leave. I said, can you describe it to me? And he described it in one word, wickedness. And it was about 7 feet tall. It had a cape on. Its head was shrunk down on its shoulders. It had arms. It had like a one-piece like jumpsuit thing on. Very strange. And it had wings. And there you go. I don't want to see anything like that. I don't want an encounter like that. Who would? No one who saw this thing ever came away feeling good about it. The one woman who went very vocal, Linda, I want to say Scarberry, I think that's her last name. It's been a while since I've talked about Mothman. I need to hone up on it myself. But the encounter left her divorced and this long, slow decline before her demise several years ago. It's in my opinion, it's the work of the fallen angel. They come to rob, they kill, and destroy, which is exactly what this thing did. Portals and gateways were opened. In fact, when I was studying it, this is years ago now, when I was studying it, we actually found at an abandoned hotel or from one of the hotels this sort of like a wooden, 6-foot wooden carving of an ancient deity, a winged goddess. if you will, which was really bizarre. We took photos of that, and we talked about it. But I've never been there. We've talked about going there, Richard and I, to actually do an exclusive on Point Pleasant and Mothman. It has been covered by so many people, and, of course, your guest next week is one of the authorities on it, having written two books, and I've read both of them, and interviewed him on my show. He's just very up-to-date with all the latest Mothman sighting stuff.
Very good. And we've got time for one more question coming in from Chicago. It's an emailer, and it's a long email. They're asking here about Giants, and do you agree with Steve Quayle? And they want you to comment on who the Giants are, in your opinion, and your trip to Peru. All of that in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, good luck for that. First of all, Steve Quayle is a great researcher, and yes, I agree, like he does, that the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards. The Nephilim are the product between fallen angels and the women of Earth. My mentor, Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, best-selling book, The Omega Conspiracy, talked about that, talked about multiple incursions. Other people have said the same thing. That's what I fall, you know, in line with that. And basically, Peru is incredible. What we found there and some of the preliminary DNA evidence taken by Lloyd Pye about 4 years ago now seems to indicate that the mitochondrial DNA has elements in it which do not match anything in the genome as we know it. So very interesting. More studying needs to be done. We've got 9 samples. We are desperately trying to get them out of Peru. We are looking for people to team up with us. We have an American archaeologist here. As of now, we are looking for Peruvian archaeologists that we can team up with. We have one, but it doesn't seem to be, we can't seem to get off the dime with this one particular gentleman. He's always so busy that nothing gets done. So, yeah, there's other sites in question, and the new book will be coming out in October, late October, early November, On the Trail of a Nephilim 2, which will have some startling photographic evidence never seen before in the book. So I'll just sort of...
Do you have anything on your blog? Do you have anything on your blog about the Point Doom underwater alien base, someone's asking?
That's about 15 minutes from my house. I drive by it frequently. There's no way to vet that yet. I'm aware of it. Again, this gentleman who saw the 3 UFOs, so there you go. That's like...
That's all in the same area.
That's 5 miles from the site, if that.
Very good. L.A. Marzulli, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
You're a great guest, and I want to give everybody the website again, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Joy, producer Joy, go ahead and put a link, please, on my Twitter feed. I'm at James L. Paris, to L.A.'s blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. We'll talk to you next week.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.